This came out at a two-day National Tourism Master Plan seminar in Kariba Town, attended by various stakeholders who expressed concern over the depletion of wildlife in the region. One of the attendants, Shakespeare Somondo, who is in the tour guide business, told participants that there was a marked decrease in tourism arrivals last year due to wildlife poaching. Somondo said the government should intensify the fight against the poachers, as very few tourists normally visit Zimbabwe to either see or hunt animals. He said most tourists are not interested in just putting up in hotels.
Tourists are very few these days because there are no longer many animals due to poaching. Something must be done urgently to poachers. We are losing business.
Several other attendants supported his views, noting that wild animals play a critical role in promoting tourism in the country. Other issues that came out at the seminar included disparities in the pricing of tourism packages and various commodities in Zimbabwe. Businesswoman Jacqueline Paspanochka, who owns a lodge, said some tourists are even complaining about high food prices. Paspanochka said some organizations like Buy Zimbabwe campaign promoting the purchasing of local products instead of goods brought from other countries appear to be discouraging tourists from visiting Zimbabwe.
Most tourists complain about expensive. Maybe they say the prices does not commensurate with the food provided.
Sophie Karembra, Zimbabwe Tourism Association Director of Planning, Research and Development, noted that her organization will urgently look into the concerns of all stakeholders. Karembra said the government should immediately take stern measures against poachers as the country is risking losing tourism business to nations like Namibia. She said the fall of the South African rand is worsening the situation for Zimbabwe.
In light of the fall of the rand, if you see this market was really, this destination was really for the South African market, and the rand is weaker compared to the US dollar. So the amount of money they are going to be charged to visit Kariba, obviously they can't afford. They can as well stay in South Africa or go to Namibia where they use a rand, or to other cheaper destinations which are not using the US dollar in the Southern African region. So obviously the issue of pricing is an issue.
Peter Nizet, Associate Development Consultant and a team leader with the Zimbabwe Tourism Master Plan, urged government to look into issues of licensing that was being hampered by state bureaucracy.
What we would do in the master planning process is to look at real incidences, real issues that are being felt on a day-by-day basis by local operators, by entrepreneurs, and to see exactly what they are talking about when they talk about hurdles. We could then compare them to a number of countries in which we've worked. We can ask other operators in other countries what they're like, and what their particular benefits, and what works in their countries, what doesn't work in their countries, and see if there is something that fits the Zimbabwe structures, and make a number of recommendations. But certainly, at the end of the day, what is needed out of the end is to facilitate as quickly and as neatly and as unbureaucratically as possible in order for that entrepreneur who is putting his or her money into the business to be able to be licensed as quickly as possible so they can go and operate and start to bring more tourists around and into Zimbabwe.
The master plan is designed to guide Zimbabwe's tourism sector and hopefully catapult it into the envisaged $5 billion industry within the next few years. Reporting for Studio 7 in Kariba, this is Atach Goriwa.